Progress Test 2. Advanced Listening.
So what do we have?
Well, we're down to four products. This one here is a toaster bag.
A toaster bag?
Yes, you put the sandwich in a bag and stick it in the toaster. It toasts like a toasted sandwich, you know? Instead of using those awkward sandwich makers that make such a mess. But if it's in a bag, you don't have to clean out the appliance, you see?
Right, but I'm positive I've seen those around before. Aren't they a bit outdated? Well, we can come back to that later. How about the next one?
Now, this is my personal favorite. Drinking glasses which light up in the dark. So when you're out in nightclub or pub, you can see them.
Now the question is, what do we think we'll sell?
Or better still, what will we consistently sell? We know from experience that gimmicky products have a short shelf life. They sell like hotcakes at first, but when the novelty wears off, it's goodbye.
True. Let's look at the first proposal. The pram with the built-in shopping trolley, which needs an investment of £25,000. How well would that do on the market, do you think?
We know the baby products are always a sure thing and easy to market, but I'm not so convinced by this one.
Oh, I don't agree. I think people are always looking for ways to make their lives easier. Let's not forget that young parents are juggling parenthood, home life, and work these days. This is something which will really assist them day to day. Imagine the scene. You're a young mum or dad, you've got two small children, and you go to do the weekly shop. You're contending with two screaming kids, you've got a pram the size of a spaceship to manage, and then you have to find a way of pushing a trolley around, or worse, carrying a basket. Just thinking about it is enough to give you a headache.
Goodness, yes. That does sound familiar. Well, maybe it could work. I suppose it all depends on what the pram looks like. It would have to be nice and compact for it to look attractive.
That's true, but we'd asked for the design later. Didn't you say there were four ideas?
Oh, yes. The other one was a bedsheet with a line down the middle for couples who sleep in the same bed. The line is there to show which half of the bed is theirs, obviously.
That sounds absurd. We can safely say that won't work. Honestly, who came up with that? If you wanted a line down the middle of the sheet, it would be just as easy to draw one. Anyway, how is a line going to stop you from invading the other half of the bed? Really, they're wasting our precious time with that one.
How about we go back to my favorite? The glasses are...